this hypothetical, but if this happens to be Andy's last game at the link, what kind of reaction does he deserve?
I'm not thinking like that. I don't even want to answer that type of question. As far as I'm concerned, he's our coach right now and hopefully in the future. So I'm not going to entertain that question if he's going to be gone or what. I mean, his players next year will be gone, you know. So I don't go off of what's going on now.
Hey, LeSean, what kind of workload do you expect to have?
What type of what?
What kind of workload do you expect to have on Sunday?
I'm not sure. lately in the practices, you know, we've been rotating a lot. And even before I got hurt, we rotated. We might do a little bit more just because I've been gone for about 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the tempo of playing and running and being in shape, you know, things like that. But I'm not sure. I just know once I get in the game, I get that competitive nature in me. I might want to play more than what I'm expected. But the good thing is having a guy like Bryce Brown behind you who can run the ball just as well, you know, make plays. I don't have to put out as much. You know, due to my conditions, it was coming back. So we should be fine in that department.
Is there anything you can tell Bryce about holding on to the ball?
Just hold it. No, I just – I mean, he's a rookie. He's young. I mean, things I talk to him about. But he knows the majority of it. We cover the points, and his ball carry is the biggest thing. He knows that. So I think each player, each rookie has something to work on to get better. And his thing is just holding on to the ball. Because he's mastered – majority of the stuff so far, and a lot of rookies, I think he's actually you know, progressed faster than most rookies, even myself. So he'll be fine.
Can you be just as effective?
I'm not sure. We'll find out this week or later down the line.
It seemed, based on what Rick was saying, that fatigue was the big issue. Mm-hmm. What was that process like?
And that was tough because it's hard from getting in shape, being in great shape, and then, you know, not running at all for 4 weeks due to my concussion, you know, and then trying to come back out here and run again. And so, I mean, the conditioning part was definitely tough for me.
He's obviously taking a lot of heat on the outside from fans, but is Andy underappreciated in your mind in this situation?
I think so. I mean, if you sat here and try to name 5 to 8 coaches that's better than Coach Reed, I would like to hear, because Coach Reed's a good coach. I mean, he gets blamed for everything. And then sometimes you break down the film or break down the plays and the mistakes. So how do you fault the coach for that? You know, so, but I guess people have their own opinions and their minds are made up. You know, I think the thing about the team is we know how good of a player or how good of a coach he really is. You know, so, I mean, whatever happens, happens. But I'm behind Coach Reed 110%. Just the players that he's brought here together to play, you know, I think we're a good enough group. We just got to go out there and do it. I don't think you should get blamed for the turnovers that we cause or the blown mistakes, you know. Stuff like that, you shouldn't be blamed for. So, but, I mean, it is what it is.
Rick had said that you and one of the things that you and Mike were doing while you were rehabbing was playing basketball. Who wins those matchups?
I beat Mike. He's a quarterback, man. He's too small. He can't bang it, man.
And going back to that last Washington, there was debate about whether you should have been in at that point. Did you have any problem with it?
No, not at all. I mean, it's been times where we've been down. I've been in the game. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if he'd have took me out, I'd have been on him so much, mm-hmm. You know, bugging him.
Yeah.
And you don't play like that. I mean, we're down, so you just take all your guys out. Nah, I mean, we fight to the very end, you know, and he knows that, and I know that. So when I heard that people were upset that I was in the game, I mean, you finish the game out. You start and you finish it, no matter what the score is. It's like a quitter. Oh, we're down, take him out. No, not at all. So
it goes for the season as well. You start.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it upsets me to know that people should think that I guess because we're good players or better players than the average, that we shouldn't be out there if we're having a losing season or not. And I don't agree with that at all. And the coach, he doesn't agree with that. So that's one of the things where we didn't have to talk about it. He gave me that look. You know, I understood it. And that was it.
Nick develop here over the last few games from obviously watching from the sideline or from home?
What do you think about it? I thought Nick was pretty good when he first got here. And he's got a lot better. This was decision-making. And just being there, actually, in the huddle with him these last couple practices, just the way he's changed. He's more of a leader, way more of a leader. It seems like he's been there for quite a bit. I mean, he's only been there for his first year, so, I mean, he's doing well. He only can get better.
Starter in this league?
I mean, I don't know that. That's not my call. I think he looks good. I think if he grows, and it's all about how he grows.
Yeah, I mean, from the eye test,
you know? Well, yeah, I would say that. I don't know about the starting part, but I could say he looks like he'll be a good player in this league, for sure.
Is it frustrating to you guys as players watching Andy take all the blame for what's gone wrong this season?
I'm sorry.
Frustrating for you guys as players?
Yeah, because it's like sometimes, man, you feel like he's taking the blame for everything, and it's kind of your fault, you know. And it's certain times where I've told Coach recently, I feel like I let you down as a player, you know. And he looked at me, you know, but we have that mutual understanding where it's like he's blamed for everything. It's not fair, you know. Why, if I make mistakes and I'm in the back burner, you don't even get to see me or my reactions. You think I'm doing fine, which is not the case, you know. So there's been times I think as players, you know, we've let Coach down for sure. And then myself, I feel like I've let Coach down, and I've told him that, you know, face to face. Because you sit on TV and you watch some guys bash Coach for this and that and knowing it's not his fault. I mean, but he's tough. He's a tough coach. Even in the position we are with the record, he still shows up every day ready for work, the same attitude and intensity, so. And it shows you a lot about himself.